Crazy.
In the annals of monster history, one terrifying beast stands above the rest. The most requested monster by our fans, deadly, persistent, bipedal, and able to impregnate a human woman. That's right. Today we have with us Dr. Amando Raupert to discuss the most fearsome beast in history. Man.
April Fools! That's right. We gotcha.
We're not talking about the xenomorph at all.
No, we're talking about man.
And we're very exciting guests. We have Dr. Raupert, the humanologist.
Yes.
To help us. How's it going? Man.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff you can talk about with humans and man that I, you know, I've studied a lot of stuff from the Bible to the modern day that is, you know, all sorts of messed up crap. About
definitely.
Man.
So you consider them monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're monsters.
Right.
Do you have any examples of atrocities like a human might commit or
Well, so have you guys seen or have you heard of the film? It's called Harry Potter, the Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald. Do you guys know this?
Yeah, I've heard of this.
You guys seen it? It's pretty cool. So basically, what this movie is it's a film that takes kind of all the magical creatures and monsters, you know, the stuff from Harry Potter, right? You got like Dementors and dragons and like, you know, fucked up versions of Hagrid and shit like that. And what this movie does is it basically takes all those cool Harry Potter monsters in it, but it asks a question that's like, what's cooler than a monster? What's more fucked up than a monster? And it's Hitler.
is that really?
That's what the movie's about.
Grindelwald is Wizard Hitler, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and so I think that kind of just says it all.
Yeah, well, so here's something, a distinction I want to make, though, is I think that Grindelwald is not a human, he's a wizard.
But he signifies a human. He's a reflection of humanity in the Harry Potter world.
I think he's more of a reflection of wizarddom.
Wizard, okay. So you don't think a wizard could wizardity. Be a bad guy? You don't think a wizard could be a bad guy?
I think wizards are all bad guys. I don't think it's fair to ascribe the deeds of a wizard to humankind.
Huh.
I guess it is a genetic thing.
Yeah, I think that's like Grindelwald's whole thing is that...
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so you sound a lot like Grindelwald right now.
Hey, are you a wizardologist?
No, that's very funny, but I actually got a degree at a real college.
Okay.
Which college? One of the most terrifying things about a human is two arms, two legs, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that this is a good time. We do this almost every episode, but, you know, if you haven't seen them before, we should probably preface with a physical description of the monster.
True.
So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got, you know, two arms, a bunch of weird digits at the end of it for manipulating objects.
Strange fingers.
Fingers.
With nails.
Yeah. Two legs for walking.
Mm-hmm.
Or running, or swimming, I guess, or operating a vehicle. Yeah, they can do a lot.
Two arms, two legs, and a wicked, wicked soul.
Yeah.
Yep, evil soul. Eyes on the front of the head like a predator.
Front to hunt.
ears.
Is that true?
Yeah, front to hunt, side to hide, back to attack.
I don't want to see a back to attack monster. But another thing.
My uncle had back to attack.
Back to attack. Awesome.
Yeah, he caught me doing all sorts of stuff.
What else about physically do they have?
Have fake fur.
Yeah, little manes on the top. That disappear.
It's not fake, though. That's real.
Well, but it's... Yeah, okay,
compared to a bear or a dog. which is what I usually compare monsters to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing that they have, ears look weird.
Mm-hmm. Right. I often find another, like, ill intentions.
Yeah, definitely. You know? That. Yeah, you can. That's something you can see right away, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're prone to deception.
Another thing, mustaches.
Yeah.
They have mustaches.
You have a nice mustache.
And mohawks.
Cam.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
yeah, I guess anatomically, modern humans clothes. Emerged 300,000 years ago in Africa.
Really?
Is that true?
That seems not long ago enough.
Yeah, I think humans are pretty new on the scene.
I think that we're 50 million years old.
You say they emerged. Did they come out of a hole? Because that would be a good thing for a monster to do.
Yeah, that's
I think.
Something that I studied at school a lot was like, you know, the emergence. And that's a whole realm of study. A lot of people think they came out of like the lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, which
other people thought that they came out of the sea.
Okay, so it's mostly water.
Yeah, that's the only other thing there is.
So, Dr. Alpert, as an esteemed humanologist who said that you have studied this a lot of people think these different things. What's mm-hmm. your personal scientific belief in where we came from?
That's a tough question. I watched the Kurt Russell. What's it called? The Big Pyramids movie? Come on. Stargate. Okay. In that movie, they come the... The pyramids are a spaceship, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And they take it to another, or it's like a portal. And so they take it to another place, another planet, essentially. And there's like a bunch of guys there. And there's even like a love interest. There's a woman there who falls in love with
Are the guys there also humans?
Yeah. It's crazy.
So the idea is that humans are aliens?
Well, in that movie, yeah.
Okay. Is that what you personally believe, or are you just bringing up that movie?
A lot of people would say, I think that humans came from their mothers.
Okay, that's true.
That is one of the most ghoulish and terrifying abilities of the human is create a new one. Yeah.
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 All you need is to use slime on eggs and then a parasite grows out of the female host's body and eventually falls out with a tube connected.
So nasty.
You ever tried like putting a bunch of like water on the inside of your weighted blanket to make it like feel like the vaginal walls of a womb?
No, but it sounds like something a humanologist might do.
That's an experiment. That's like field studies.
Sure.
That's the type of shit you take notes on.
Have you been on a lot of like study research expeditions and stuff of that nature? Or are you more of like a desk humanologist?
So the first human I met was probably my mom or dad.
Or dad? Not your mom?
Well, I don't know if I made eye contact with her first or not.
Sure, yeah.
You know, but I haven't really gone out in the field. I'm mostly, like, I think about humans mostly kind of like in a resentful way in my own head. You know?
That's awesome. Yeah.
Sure.
Right? Like, mostly I'm kind of ascribing my own intentions to their actions, generally in ways where, like, they're trying to get the upper hand against me. They're trying to... pull the rug out from under me.
Yeah, they're monsters.
Right,
that's
they're
what
monsters.
They do.
They're
yeah.
all of them. Yeah, you know they're the type of creature that could. You know they're inventive too. They could.
They're mischievous and malicious.
Eat a tasty banana and drop the peel right in front of Dr. Roberts.
They could even make a fake item box that looks like an item box, but it doesn't actually contain an item, and it causes you to spin out if you drive your cart into it.
Dude, they could throw a shell at you. I mean, the things that humans could do are endless.
Yeah. Now, an interesting bit of human lore that I actually found during my research for this episode, and I'd love you to weigh in, Dr. Mm-hmm. Raupert, if you could, is I've actually heard that humans are actually just mutated monkeys, and that that's a backstory for humans that a lot of people consider to be canon.
Right. And I just there's a lot of lore about that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I didn't study science. I didn't study science. You know, I studied humanology.
Okay.
That's not a science.
It's not a branch of science.
Is it a humanity?
Yeah, no, it's like, it's kind of, it's, you got to read in between the lines in those books to get that kind of thing. But no, I mean, you don't gotta respect them, but like, they did do a lot for, I don't know, two-legged creatures.
Yeah. I think that's what makes humans so scary is how much they look like us. You know, it's the sense of the uncanny. It's like, look a lot like this, you know, for example, my mailman, his body plan looks a lot like mine, but something's off.
Yeah.
Something's weird.
He's a little different.
His jowl's a little too jiggly.
Right. No,
his iris is a little too brown. Really?
And they're most of those guys are not right.
Yeah.
I also used to be a mailman. I actually worked with Dr. Raupert as mailman for a period of time, and some of those monsters are fucking freaky.
Yeah.
They like to eat the mail.
Yeah, dude. I mean, mail's good.
Yeah.
I guess
humans are a fascinating monster because they've developed a curious system whereby they send each other little scraps of paper with strange markings.
Yeah,
and
it seems like
some of these papers are actually used as currency in their strange monster society.
Yeah, the paper with the markings, that's generally used to like convey information. And there is like all like you can get a lot of bills in the mail. If you're a human, you know, there's a lot of mail.
Yeah, definitely.
There is a lot of mail for sure.
Yeah. Now, something else that I've seen in my research is that humans have the ability to create kind of a toxic multicolored substance out of their mouth if they eat too much sweets,
yes,
or a black vile smelling oil slick out of their rear end as well.
Yeah.
And these I think are used to deter what few predators they have: aliens, Bigfoots, mummies, Draculas. Because let's be honest, when it comes to humans, these are kind of the apex predators of their environment, which is what makes them so damn scary and monstrous.
Also, another scary thing about humans is they turn into another monster. When they're done being already the scariest monster humans, they turn into ghosts.
Yep. Yes. And skeletons, too.
Yep. And skeletons.
A lot of skeletons are human. Or they were.
Really?
Yeah.
Many of them?
Like what percent?
I mean, most of the bones are going to be the same bones that you would find in a human body.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Except it's mostly, I think, the glowing red eye dots that kind of weren't part of the human. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but in photographs.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. I'm really glad. Now you're starting to shed some light on some stuff here.
Yeah.
That's
a good
point. I never even considered that.
You know, also werewolves were lots of monsters come out of being humans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know what makes werewolves so scary? It's not that they're wolves; it's that they're wares. Humans.
Oh yeah, it's when they're a big wolf man. It's like, okay, that's just an animal. But then when the full moon vanishes,
that's often the scariest part.
They'll go off to buy a grande mocha latte. Yeah.
That's another crazy thing about monsters. These damn monsters, a lot of them refer to large as grande and small as tall.
Monstrous.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think that's right.
I think they're insane.
I mean, I think a large is a venti.
Oh, Oh.
Okay, I guess well, I wouldn't know because you studied the culture.
No, yeah.
Do you ever feel like you get a little too close to humans when you're studying them, and maybe like you start to go abyss. A little? Yeah, they start to stare back at you.
Yeah, yeah. They like to stare, especially if there's mirrors around.
Yeah. Oh, they like mirror. Yeah, I've heard they have a cultural thing called a selfie that millennials love.
I haven't heard of this.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a new thing. I think. I mean, I think you have a probably a much broader base of knowledge, obviously, given you're a doctor of humanology. But we did do a little bit of research before this, just on like general trends. So
and maybe, selfies. That's like what you. I mean, you must be a real shallow bitch to take one of those.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's some, monstrous.
Some truly vile specimens even use a weapon known as a selfie stick to enhance their abilities. It's kind of a ritual implement, like a wand or a staff or a laser gun.
Exactly like those.
The one thing that I learned is that the human mind is capable of introspection, private thought, imagination, and forming views on existence.
Really? They have abstract thought. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, and private thought. Like a lot of other animals, all their thoughts are shared.
Like what?
Really? Like a hive mind?
Yeah, like
bees. Like dogs?
Dogs, yeah, dogs, cats, birds, fishes.
Right. Why do you think they all do the same shit? Like dogs always bark.
Yeah, they always
collars on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're always
but humans, they wear, you know, jeans or shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, jackets, okay. Shirts.
Yeah.
Hats.
Different types of shoes.
And sunglasses. I find what's so interesting with humans is, I mean, because... I mean, it's like if a dog's fur was a lie, you know? That's what clothes are for humans. They're just more lies.
Definitely. Something I find really a really interesting quirk of human society, and particularly about clothes in my short time researching this subject, is I've noticed that the humans will wear any damn kind of shoe. They'll wear all these different colors, all these different styles of shoes, but they'll always wear two of the same ones. They never wear one red shoe, one blue shoe. And if they do, they're ritually murdered by their peers.
Yeah.
Huh.
They've got it. They're obsessed with the number two. Two arms, two legs, two same shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Two nostrils, two
they
brains,
worship
two
the
stomachs.
Number two.
Yeah, well, it's the first prime number.
True.
Okay, well, yeah, that's...
Wait,
that's
not
reason.
True. Is it true? It's true.
yeah.
I mean...
Well, none of us are mathologists,
math.
So...
Yeah. So... I thought maybe we could, discuss a little bit of the source material for, like, where we found these. I mean, do you know any movies that have any of these in them?
No, there aren't. They haven't really made a big appearance in movies yet. I think they're mostly sticking confined to the world of comic books and books and,
like Batman.
Like video games. Those video games you get from Burger King.
Batman the
games.
Video game is...
Batman Returns, a video game. Yeah, yeah.
Batman the comic book.
Right. Well, I'd come into this thinking, but I didn't realize Cameron was right, that wizards probably aren't humans.
Yeah, I think they're completely different.
They have two genital... they have multiple reproductive organs each, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to think of some source material here. I mean, Spider-Man is not a human, but a lot of the people in the background in the comic books you can see are human.
Eddie started,
I think they didn't. I think that... If they realized that if they made a main character human, it would be pretty off-putting because people would try to idolize the character and like become humans and act.
That's
like
another
humans.
Superman, another one not human, but a lot of the people in the background are human. In that
they often
one.
Date humans and are engaged in affairs with humans, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's a chilling form of bestiality that's on display in many comic books. That I don't really... I mean, let me tell you, I've enjoyed a few comic books in my time, but I will not be buying any for my children because I do not agree with a lot of the views put forward
by comic book writers. Comic books. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not about humans. That's just my own thing that we can talk about later.
Right. Is the Flash a human?
Yeah, no, he's very fast.
Yeah, surprisingly, he is actually a human. And that's why they had that controversial issue... the violent death of the Flash to try and show readers that being human doesn't pay off.
Yeah.
The one whose head got pulled off.
Is that real?
Yeah, by a lathe.
What's a lathe?
Holy shit.
An industrial... yeah, and he was basically, as he was his head was getting pulled off, he said, "This is because I'm a human. I'm a monster."
Wow. Oh, no.
Yeah, and it was basically like 6 or 7 pages of his like neck getting like stretching longer and longer, like Laffy Taffy.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Can't run it away from weird. This one, Flash.
Yeah, he tried to, and then it just stretched his neck longer. And then he snapped back like elastic. And his head actually never came off. His neck was just really long, and he died because the blood couldn't reach his brain.
Damn. No.
Damn, that's fine though. I mean, he's a human.
It had time to like cool down before getting up there.
You know, another chilling thing in media that we see humans portrayed at is when I have seen a few horror movies, there are humans in them sometimes, and oftentimes the human is the last one standing.
That is pretty scary.
Yeah. Against like a monster or creature, you mean?
Yeah, usually there'll be like a monster or a creature, and using its devious wit, it's able to survive. Using its cunning, it's able to be the last one standing at the end of the movie, which is honestly chilling, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. No, it's because the thing about those films, you know, horror kind of scare movies, and like the thing about those is that it's about, you know, the gremlin. It's about the fucking the bad guy. But then at the end,
that's one of my favorite movies, the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. But at the end, the real monster always wins. Those movies are condemnations, you know, of society, of, you know, of this.
Man, society's so fucked.
Yeah, and guess who made that, Cameron?
Who?
Humans.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No way. This is all, I'm starting to feel like maybe there's, I feel like maybe, now that I'm learning that humans created society and every aspect of it, I think that there might be a group of people controlling the media and controlling the things I see on TV and on the news and in movies. And I think that they might be evil and controlling my mind. And I think, and I hate to say it, but I think they might be humans.
Yeah, I'm glad you said humans.
Me too. I think they are humans.
Yeah.
Evil, awesome. Evil, monstrous humans.
I agree. So, I have a
sinful.
Question. Yep, Gavin. Dr. Relpert, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Is original sin real?
Huh. Yeah, but I think... That was Eve's fault, right?
Yeah, but wasn't she a human?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Are you saying women aren't human? Is that...
Well,
that is an interesting question.
No, but because, you know, when we, you know, in the field when we talk about this, we always talk about, you know, man. We talk, you know, that bastard,
sure.
Right? Man.
Yeah.
And so I forget that, yes, yeah, human. And original sin, that's something... I don't know. That's a tough question. That's a tough cookie to crack, you know.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm just that. Sorry to just real quick. If you do a Bing image search for human, most of the pictures are not humans.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up Bing right now, which I don't think I ever have.
I accidentally typed in bung.
A bung search. You do not want to see a bung search for human. So Bing here is saying... human is a widespread species.
I saw that, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of these pictures are robots.
Yeah.
And aliens.
Or humans without skin.
Or
that makes sense.
Here's a woman things. Who's half fox. Okay, this looks like a mermaid with spikes.
Honestly, they...
there's
they
a devil. Okay.
It was easy to figure this out, and they really bungled this search.
Here's a mannequin's head. Okay. Yeah, wow. Here's another robot. Here's another robot. Here's an invisible man.
You know what's funny? I wonder who's searching this, because it says people interested in human also search for scared god symbol food organism.
That's what I'm saying. Scared. Yeah, people are scared of humans in today's day and age. They're monsters, you know? And another image that I'm just seeing here is that picture that of the dog human hybrid, yeah, where it says, "Has science gone too far?"
Yeah, I love that one. Oh, do you see the picture of the horrible pie?
Yeah, I do. Man, here's a picture of the pig and human hybrid.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Mad scientists create human pig hybrid for organ harvesting.
It has such kind eyes, though.
Yeah, it does. That's the thing. Is the second you cross a human with anything else, it becomes nicer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. Oh, that was a funny search.
Do you see this one of a gorilla kind of looking at you coyly?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a chimp. But yeah.
Oh
wow! There truly are a lot of images of humans out there.
Yeah.
God, we're so twisted. Why do people want to look at scary pictures of humans all day?
I'm going to try this with Google.
One of the scariest video creepypastas I ever saw about humans, was this video that I found on an obscure website called Pizza Delivery Guy Gets His Nut Off.
Yeah.
And that was terrifying. What's up?
Was that pizza delivery guy gets his nut off.com?
No, I can't reveal the URL. But that was a haunting video.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see? It was a viral sensation of an anthropological video, but I think it really shows the lack of empathy that humans have for like even each other. Where there was an infant human that was reaching into its broodmate's mouth, kind of. And the broodmate clamped down on it, and the child screamed out in pain and said that, I forgot, they assign each other like a vocal cue that represents the individual.
Right, a name.
Sort of name.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it said that Charlie bit its digit. It's like, Charlie bit my digit.
Charlie bit my digit.
I remember that, yeah. Yeah. I think the humanologist community was in an uproar.
That made waves on our sites.
Was that a greater or smaller impact than Daniel's White Vans?
Well, that was before Daniel's White Vans. Daniel is an older kid. That's kind of, you know, he's what, 10?
Yeah, 3. I don't know.
I don't know, but I mean, and those kids are all grown up now too.
True. That's another thing about humans. They grow. They blindly intake nutrients and other creatures, and they use it to further themselves and to become larger and wrinklier and smellier.
Mm-hmm. That is
and
true.
Less able to take care of themselves.
And also
and
they,
more annoying.
Yeah.
And they walk slower. They walk slowly in front of other ones, and it pisses those ones off, but they can't do
that. That's one of the eeriest, scariest things about a monster, when it moves slowly, because you know it's coming for you and it's going to get there, because slow and steady wins the race.
Mm-hmm.
Wins the human race.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They use things called walkers. That's
ominous. Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
That is
pretty scary. God, I'm getting shivers and chills.
So Dr. Ralpert, I'm on the humanology.com website.
Yeah.
When was this last updated? Are you active on humanology.com? Are you a participant in any way?
Yeah, I am an admin. I'm a mod.
Okay.
And basically, I mean, I basically wrote the book on it, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Why do you guys have, for your logo, there's just a picture of like a superimposed, like two human eyes superimposed over a puzzle set over a deer? Is it like that they're hunting it?
Yeah, well, no, it's, so, did you say hunting or haunting?
Hunt. But I guess they're kind of one and the same when it comes to
humans.
Yeah,
no, because would a human... Now, I've participated in human rituals. You know, that's part of research. And so I have shot and killed a deer when I was on a trip with a man. And,
was the man's name Mike? I think I know that man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
But no, and I looked at it just like that. I mean, it's basically, you know, and it is a puzzle.
So I'm also on humanology.com right now. Real website, everybody. Go check it out. It's pretty cool.
And you'll get the puzzle thing.
They have some information on here. I'm reading some notes on the homepage here. It says, note, humanology, and then as the little trademark symbol, will change your life by empowering you personally and professionally. Is this true?
Well, in yes, actually.
That's great, because I'm also seeing a note here that says, if the saying knowledge is power is correct, you will become powerful.
Yes.
And no, this is real.
This is, I mean, this is my alma mater. You know, this is, like...
Oh, wait. Now I'm on the applications page. They have a flyer for the Patriot Revolution and a link for the Foundation to Empower Marriage.
It says
family values is not just a clever cliche to win public support. Family values is a battle cry to save our civilization.
Oh, no. Do you see the make a choice and push the button to continue? And it's achieving success, spelled S-E-X-C-E-S-S, is not important. Important, and achieving success is important.
And that's
Holy
true.
Shit. Guys, under the family values thing, there's... It's Not About Love is a full-length romantic musical comedy written for high school and college students. It reveals the secret to success and in romance and long-term fulfillment in marriage. Its message is based on the knowledge and discoveries of humanology.
Yeah, and actually the entire play is available on this website with music.
It's available at itsnotaboutlove.com.
Oh my god.
This play is great. Dude, what the fuck is this?
This site is insane.
Wow. It's a 3-act play.
They have an FAQ, and here are some of the questions on the FAQ. Are there too many songs? What is a play? What is a musical play? What makes It's Not About Love a musical play?
I think that the interesting thing...
What is the difference between show tunes and songs?
Sorry, Dr. Alper, what were you about to say?
Oh, well, I just wanted to kind of go over the goals that this play is meant to achieve.
Sure.
Okay. And it's meant to shock the patrons to ensure that we have their attention, you know?
Okay.
And it sets a mood, and it makes the audience crave more.
Right. So I'm looking at the plot here, and it's a pretty it's a hefty section. So I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but it basically it's not about love. It says begins with an opening musical extravaganza that illustrates how we are indoctrinated into believing marriage is the centerpiece of a personal fairy tale. A cast of costumed characters, cliches, sings "It's All About Love."
Yeah,
and the main characters are Jenny and Mike. And it seems like eventually, by the end, Jenny becomes transformed by a woman's wisdom. And Jenny, it says, discovers the solution to a 50-year mystery. And then Jenny shares her newfound wisdom with Mike. They agree to renew their commitment of marriage. They sing Dream Come True and I Found You. And then the play concludes with a grand finale in which the entire cast sings It's Nice to Be Together Again. So this seems like a really beautiful play.
Yeah.
It's there's a tab on the website. So the tabs on the website are background, summary, production, musical play, distribution, and benefits. And I clicked on benefits, and it just says, It's Not About Love will evoke tears of joy.
Yeah. Also, the tabs on the main page of the website are home, science, learning, relationships, business, and society.
Yeah, I mean, those are all the main parts about being a man.
Kind of like the food pyramid.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I believe this stuff is completely my shit.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, I think, let's, Well, I guess we can go back to talking about humans.
The crime and cover-up.
This discovery.
After the Civil War, America was broke and deep in debt. Actually, never mind.
Okay.
I stopped because there's a big warning. It says, what you are going to read will anger you. Every word is true and verifiable with simple search.
Whoa.
And so we don't need to look. I know.
I just found another note on the Humanology website that I want you to weigh in on here, mm-hmm. Dr. Ralpert. It says, note, the featured programs in this section are all about undoing the damage done from the universal application of spring theory for over 70 years. If we are to save our civilization, the featured programs and services must be applied in earnest at once. If we do, we will elevate civilization to new heights. The discovery of gravity theory is the long-awaited awakening of the human species.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a subscriber to gravity theory?
Yeah, I mean it. Now, look, when we talk about gravity, it brings a lot of people down.
Woo!
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a joke that humanologists kind of make, especially when we're discussing things, you know, as heavy as
kind
gravity
of like,
theory.
Oh, okay, I get it
mathematicians
again.
Do math jokes like, 2 + 2, and the other guy goes, 4!
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. You know, math jokes.
There's nothing better than getting to the punchline of an equation.
100%.
Yeah.
I have some exciting news about gravity theory, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says gravity theory can be applied to all governments, including the sovereign states, their municipalities, and even other countries.
Wow. It sounds like humanologists kind of want to, like, spread an ideology. Would you say that that's accurate, or are you kind of more of a quiet... You know,
oh, no, I am an evangelist.
For gravity theory.
Yeah, for gravity theory, I mean, spring theory, of course, you know.
The play.
And, yeah, and, you know, psychologists. I hate those guys.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Those are some of the scariest humans of all.
Totally. Yeah. What do they know?
I don't know, but they always give you a knowing look.
Ugh, that's one of the scariest faces a human can make is a knowing look, like
right. Raising an eyebrow. You ever seen that?
Ugh, I can imagine it. I haven't seen it, but you know, like I got you pegged, buddy. Ah, you know that's frightening.
Right.
I'm a little stuffed up.
I feel like this was a trap to get me to admit all of these things.
Well, you freely admitted them, so
yeah,
it wasn't very difficult.
Do you know who's the best at setting traps? Humans.
Yeah,
that's right, Dr. Ralpert. All along, you've been talking to two evil humans who have ensnared you.
Yeah, well, that's right. We figured it out.
We finally want revenge for the horrors you've imposed upon our species with gravity theory and the play about marriage.
Well, I didn't create gravity theory was already happening.
We're sick of humanology shit. And we're going to kill all of you.
We're going to kill every humanologist. Thanks for being our guest, Dr. Ralpert.
That's right. And if I had to rate humans, I'd say 10 out of 10, because we're the best there is.
I would also rate humans 10 out of fucking 10 for the number of fingers we have on our goddamn hands with opposable
thumbs. What about you, Dr. Ralpert?
How would you rate us?
I'd give you guys a 10 out of 10, too. I mean, you trapped me, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that's true. I guess we did. Dr. Ralpert, do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
Yeah, check out humanology.com.
Sick.
And if you want, you can add me on RuneScape. Pimp Ralpert, P-I-M-P space R-A-L-P-E-R-T. I'll leave my private chat on for, you know, a while. Feel free to shoot me a message. We can talk about, you know, God and gravity.
All right.
Et cetera. Awesome.
Do you want to spin the wheel?
You can you're our guest. Do you want to spin the wheel of monster? Can we send Dr. Ralpert the wheel?
Oh yeah. Here, let me... Like, can I just spit it here, and you can pretend you're clicking the spin button?
Yeah, I'm ready to click.
Okay, say when you're gonna click, and I'll click it.
Click.
Oh, he spun it. Oh, here we go. What's it gonna be?
Oh, that thing's heavier than I thought it would be.
Sarlacc from Star Wars.
Okay, cool. The pit?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a cool one. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. All right. see you next week or whenever when we do Sarlacc. Happy April Fools.
Not. And that's and, also an April Fools.
Yep. And check out Gravity Theory.
Yep.
Yep. Look into Gravity Theory. Add Pimp Ralpert on RuneScape.
Okay.
Old school RuneScape.
Old school RuneScape. Bye.